Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're tuning in to Pixelated Conversations with your hosts, Neo and Sadie Avandre. We're excited to share with you from week to week our thoughts and feelings on Second Life, gaming, and just life in general. Tune in and make sure that you're able to add your input to the conversation. You can always call in to speak with us during our broadcast at 914-205-5677. Again, 914-205-5677. We are excited to do this show with you, and we can't wait. See you in the show.
Hey, what's cracking? What's cracking, everybody? It's your boy, Neo. And back again, at it again, once again, time and time again. First and foremost, I want to apologize that we didn't have a show last week. It was unexpected. Last Wednesday, I was rushed to the emergency room, and I'm doing my show live from my podcast studio in Mainland in Linares. I'm in my podcast studio, as y'all can see, the radio broadcast studio. But your boy had a infection that made me severely dehydrated, and it caused my blood pressure to drop so low that I was hospitalized. I was rushed to the emergency room. They said that I was pretty much coding. And I apologize that I was unable to do a show last week. But anywho, this week, I was going to talk about SL Sunrise. Before I dig into what I am going to talk about, shout out to my daughter, Sadie Avandre. Love you, baby girl. She's unable to be here with me today. She is taking a temporary leave from the podcast. She has some real life things going on, real life concerts. So, salute to her. We miss you, baby girl. Can't wait to have you back on the podcast. It's not the same without you. Please believe it, because don't nobody want to call and listen to the old man all the time. Anywho, so I was going to talk about summer fashion. That is what I was going to talk about. That was the plan. And this afternoon, me and my wife, we were out at Walgreens. And we got an alert on our phone. And I have several phones because I have online businesses. I have a SL business that I actually have a legit phone number for. I have several businesses. So we got three of these messages, but it was the emergency alert system. The city of Denver put it out that we were still under mask order, which the mask order is you can't go in public without a mask right now in the city and county of Denver, which is like should be common sense. That the reason why they send it out over the emergency system is because the virus is coming back up. Now, I am at this, and that's why this is, you know, title Neo Goes Off. Very pissed about this. Real off. Super, super upset because I see so many dummies. And I'm gonna call it what it is. Call spade a spade. Dummies. Who are going out with masks. They all up in each other's face, not respecting social distancing. Don't want to respect social distancing. Sometimes I'll be in Walmart and I almost feel like I want to get a panic attack, yo. Because people want to, and I'd be like, back up home, like six, back. Dogs, folks don't want to follow the arrows closing the register. Like I said, I'm going to keep it 100. This COVID-19 is pissing me off. It's making me very, very miffed. It's very upset. I've been quarantined for a couple months now. And I want to praise Second Life. And here's why I want to praise Second Life. Without Second Life, I would be cabin fever crazy. Straight up. Let's keep it 100. Without Second Life, I would be man. Where I would, Jesus, help me, Jesus. Save the day. Take the wheel, Lord. Take the wheel. Because I would be missed. I mean, I would be going off and going stir crazy and at the walls and probably doing some of the dumb stuff that people are doing. Second Life is such an awesome welcome. Second Life, you can get social interaction. I love going to events. I love going to clubs. Meeting new people. Exploring new Sims. There's all kinds of miniature worlds. Second Life, what I mean by that is, like, interests for everybody. So, like, I really kind of dig the biker scene that's in Second Life, and I used to be in it heavy, and I'm probably going to get back in it. Just because of the camaraderie that you get when you're with a club, and it's a lot of fun. One of the miniature nuclear worlds, I would call, that I'm in right now, you know, Neo is Alpha Chi Alpha. AXA, air stands up. But, like, for real, I didn't get a chance to pledge fraternity when I was in college. I went to a metropolitan college here in where I live, and they didn't have frats or sororities. So I didn't get a chance to join one of the Divine Nine. They got them now, which kind of makes me upset. Like, after the fact, they got them. But when I was in school, I was not able to be a part of that. So I missed out on all that. And I would watch movies like Stompy Yard, School Days, you know. And I, like, man, I wish I could be in a frat, man. And I found Alpha Chi Alpha when it was in its founding stages. I joined up. And I gotta say, like, it's tight because I get to hang with people. I don't know if it's the only one or one of the first ones, but to me, it's one of the first co-ed frats in Second Life. So we have sisters, we have brothers, and they really have become like sisters and brothers. Like, we had a bonding trip where we went to the Maldives. One of our founders set up a sim that looked like the Maldives, like straight up beautiful, like tropical, like Maldives, straight up. It was nice. And we had, you know, cabana at the Maldives and whatnot, you know, like they had like a beach house and stuff. And like we were playing Truth or Dare and getting to know each other, but just laughing and talking. And bonding, just bonding, getting together. That makes you forget about things like COVID-19. You know, in that same frat world, you know, almost every day, legit, there is something, a party, some sort of fraternity thing going on that you can go to. And have fun. People step. I mean, we got canes. I'm not sure you can't even see because I'm sitting down. But I have my my paddle. Looks like a sword. It's dope. Where our paddles are made. We have canes. For our grand opening next month, we're going to be working on some teams. Going to be clean with chitlins, boy. But that gets your mind off of crap like COVID. You know what I'm saying? You figure deal with me? It gets your mind off of this crap. My wife plays. My real-life wife is my SL wife. We do that so that there ain't no drama. I don't need my wifey feeling that I'm getting connected to somebody online more than I'm connected to her. And vice versa, because I'm a jealous Negro. And, yeah, I'm not playing that. But, you know, going on vacation. You know, we have family. Shout out again, my daughter Sadie. When she's able to get online, we kick it. We hang. You know, we have a good time. Life's great. You feel me? You can make Second Life such an awesome, welcome distraction from the bullcrap of the world that's going on in the world. Because this COVID-19, man, it's killing, y'all. It's killing folks. Don't be a dum-dum all your life. For real. Your mama taught you some sense. Don't be a dum-dum all your life. Come on now. Let's get it together. Let's keep it real. Let's get it together. Okay? Just showing y'all different angles of the podcast studio. But let's keep it together, y'all. Come on. This thing is killing folks, man. This thing, for real, it's killing. People are dying. It makes me peed off. It wasn't even the whole message that the mask order is in place that made me upset. What made me upset is the fact that it said that Denver's virus numbers have gone up. That's what pissed me off. Because I see so many people out here, legit out here, legit out here, not doing what they supposed to be doing. I mean, if you gotta go out, man, please. Please wear a mask. I know that there's different schools of thought on the mask. Some people are like, it works. Some people are like, it don't. Yo, it's not there to prevent you from catching COVID. The mask is there to prevent you from spreading COVID. Understand me one more time. I'm not saying that you got COVID, dog. I'm not trying to say that. You don't get mad at Neo. For real. Because Neo ain't saying that y'all ninjas got COVID. That's not what I'm saying at all. For real. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that y'all got COVID. But what I am saying, and please be clear on this right here, what I am saying is that you can have it for 14 days without being symptomatic. There are people walking around that are silent killers that don't know that they got it. And they all up in your face. Man, don't come up in my face in real life. For real. If you know me in real life, don't come up in my face, dog. I mean, people are rushing back. We, the city of Denver, I felt in my whole spiritualization. And I stole that word from one of my favorite hosts and commentators on the internet, Larry D. Reed, who I love and listen to and subscribe to his channel. Love, love, love him. I'm actually his patriot. And if you like what I'm doing, I'm new at this, so there's still a lot of improvement to be had. But if you like what I'm doing, please consider being a patron. Help me to get better equipment. Help me to get things to do better, you know, podcasts and vlogs and videos because I want to bring the best to y'all, and I want to be positive. And this video, you know, it ain't exactly positive because of the subject matter. And I'm sorry. I really am, from the bottom of my heart. But people got to get it through your head, yo. Get it through your spanky, janky head. Stop doing the dumb stuff. Shelter in place if you can. If you got to go back to work, boo, I understand. Get your paper, boo-boo. I'm not sitting there going to tell you not to. I'm back at work. I wish that I didn't have to, but I have to. Though it seems like that's probably going to be back to a shelter, into a telecommuting situation here ASAP Rocky. Like maybe today was the last day of in person because they're considering going back to telecommuting, which, hallelujah. I don't like being at home. I don't like shelter in place, just like y'all do. I get stir crazy too. But I want to keep safe. Do the things that we're supposed to do to keep safe. Wear the darn mask, even if you don't believe that it helps. Stop being in people's faces. Distance, 6 feet. I mean, I'm not even going to go in and be like, oh, follow arrows in the store and stuff like that. Y'all should do that too. That will help. But I'm not going to go in on y'all on that. Because I've been guilty of having to get something at the store. And like, yo, I'm going to turn down this aisle because I need to get real quick. And I don't feel like going around the other end. So I've been guilty of that. I'm not going to be about calling the kettle black on that. I could be transparent and real. But if we can, we need to start doing that. We use things like Second Life, yo. I love Second Life. Like I said, there's so much to explore. So many, you know, worlds and things to do. You know, so many things to do. Just so many things to do. There's so much that you can do with Second Life. Explore things. I mean, sometimes I just, you know, I want to get together a couple of people, and it might be kind of impractical to the sim crossing, and I understand. I figure deal you. But to jump in a car and be on mainland and drive and just see mainland, see all the crazy stuff in mainland, do like a road trip with your people and be able to talk to them. So now it's kind of impractical because of sim crossing for the devil, Lending Labs. If you can work on one thing, get it together, please. Pretty please, with sugar on top. Work on the same process. Because those things are annoying. But, there's so much that you could do. Find groups that you enjoy. There's, like, Star Trek groups that you can, like, go up ranks and stuff. That you can get your mind occupied. Get it off of the crap. If you can't find a group that does what you like, start a group that does what you like. Start a group. Start your own thing. People will come to it. I started a Christian motorcycle club, and people are drawn to it. So, you can do that. You smell me? There's so much that you can do to have a good life, to have a fun time. So much that you can do. For real. I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for things like Second Life, for this game and the opportunities that it affords us to get our minds off of the crap, off of COVID, off of all of this, and to be doing something to preoccupy our minds while we're sheltering in place, while this thing passes over us. I am a scholar of the Bible, I love it, and I believe this is like the angel in Egypt. and the will of the people to stay, to put the blood of the lamb on their doorposts and stay in their cribs. Anybody who disobeyed, the eldest child died. All the Egyptians that didn't know, the eldest child died. We are being told shelter in place. So on that note, let's go to something positive. It's summertime. Summertime. Y'all don't kill me for trying to sing the Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff song. I love that song though, Summertime. And let's talk about summer fashion. Okay. Alright. Pet peeves. Meal going off on summer fashion. Dudes in the booty contra shorts. Stop it. Please, for the love of all things holy, be merciful. Stop it. I don't like them shorts that are up on your thigh, like that barely cover your wingling. Come on. I mean, I get it. You know, I'm an ally of the LGBT community. So I've gone to Pride events. I have a rainbow. I have rainbow shoes. Okay? I support the community. I'm not one of them Christian believers that are against supporting that community. I got love for y'all. Y'all are children of God too. And y'all do what y'all do. Because I got my own sin. Y'all got y'all sin. We both got to go to God on our own terms. And deal with our own sin. Period. So, I'm not going to judge you. Because my name ain't God. And I don't sit in that chair. Thank you, Jesus. Because, some of my enemies would be burning. But, see? I work on me. Work on me, Jesus. Work on me. I need work on me, Lord. Not perfect. Not perfect by any stretch of the word. But, Them cootie country shorts. Come on, y'all. Come on. Unless you swim. Don't be in the club with the cootie country shorts. Please. Please. For all things holy. Wear some shorts that are at least down to, like, the middle thigh. I don't want to see your package. I don't want to see imprints. Now, in SL, when you have those body parts, you gotta tap them and detach them and whatnot. Walk around with that out. My frat brother was trying to shop at R2A. I call it RZA. But he was trying to shop. If somebody had that wing wing out, please, no. Please, no. No. Keep that for your private sexivities. Do not walk around in public today. But guys, no cool country. Creators, please. I have had creators that will make shirts and shorts, and they don't go together. And what I mean by that is, like, you can see, like, they don't mesh well together. Like, you can actually, like, see, like, pieces of the shirt, like, in the back. But that is so annoying to me. If I go to your shop, and you're a creator, and I'm not going to name shame, because there's some very high-profile creators that I buy from that are guilty of this. If I go to your shop and I buy something from you, say I buy shorts from you, and then I buy a shirt from you, and I can't wear both of them, and they don't look like, you know, the shirt look like it's not in pants or shorts, or it's not matching up well, come on. Get it together, creators. Let's get it together. This is Neo goes off. So let's get it together. Let's get it together. Girls. I know that SL is an adult game. And what I mean by adult, I don't mean adult as in sex. I mean adult in you're supposed to be 18 and over to play. Even though we know that there are tons of players that are younger than 18. And I hope that you're at least praying with your parents, your parental unit's permission. But, girls, don't go to the club dress like hoes. No. It's 2020. I know we sexually liberated and free in this world or whatever. But I'm an old-fashioned dude. And that's just me. So, you know, you can take this with a grain of salt and do what you want to do because this is your second life. Okay? So you do what you want to do. But, you know, leave something to guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying me, because like I said, my wife is my SL wife. My real-life wife is my second-life wife. So I'm not looking for that kind of relationship. I see my homies. That's cool. I don't need no companionship like that. But if I did not have a wife, I would not be hollering at the girls in the club dressed like hoodies. You can dress classy and sophisticated and say at the same time. Find that balance. There's a balance. Do something to guess. You want to pull dudes. I'm trying to tell y'all something. I'm trying to put y'all up on game. Need something to guess. Need something for guys to pursue. It's summertime. Everybody want to drop clothes. People want to go to the club, not in just bathing suits, but almost dang near lingerie. Come on now. Let's get it together. Let's get it together. Bathing suits are cool for, you know, parties. Cootie country shorts are, you know, for swim parties, you know, pool parties, whatever. Cootie country shorts are cool for swim parties. This is the things that you're going to see in real life. So I'm not going to sit there and be like, don't do that at SL. Because if I went to a pool party, which I'm not, because y'all ain't going to give me the Cora. That's what my boy Larry Reed calls the Corona. He calls it the Cora. Y'all ain't going to give me that. But, y'all, leave something to guess. Fellas. I love summer. Because t-shirt weather. Now this is if you're into role-playing summer. There are parts of SL that are still wintry. And there are people in SL that still wear winter clothes. And if that's you, then do you, boo-boo. This is your second life. You do what you want to do. Don't, you know, take my word for it. Or what to do. But, baton. My boy always says that. Very. But, you know, don't always take that, you know, to, you know, that you don't have to be original. You do you. Find your fashion. Find what works for you. I like summer because, to me, I like, you know, I role play. Whatever the season is, that's what I'm wearing in SL. So summertime, you will catch me in shorts a lot. You won't catch me shirtless. I'm not really that kind of guy. Yes, I'm catty. Yes, to all my Mormons, you know, because I am, you know, I'm catty. Yes. On SL, I'm tatted up. I'm tatted in real life. But not like Neo is. I mean, you see the arms. Full sleeves and before arms. And you've got chest, back, butt pieces. I mean, it goes almost like a full body tattoo that I have. But y'all would never know it. My wife would see it. Y'all won't. I don't do shirtless a lot, but I like summer because I could do t-shirts. I could rock t-shirt weather. This is one of my shirts. I just got this at Man Cave. This is by Cole. It says pay me. And it, on the back, it actually has, like, I accept, and it has, like, a bunch of forms of him, like Apple Pay, Android Pay, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I mean, I think it's funny. And especially, you know, I DJ on Second Life, so I'm definitely going to rock this shirt as a DJ. And as I'm spinning, pay me. If I'm working, pay me. Come on now, pay me. You know, hey. But you know, it's t-shirt weather. I can express myself through t-shirts. they own, there's something in the marketplace to print your own stamp t-shirts, where I make my own t-shirts, and I do that. And I even sell them. I have a lot of Christian shirts. Like, I'm coming out with this I Love God shirt with Jesus dabbing on it. Something that's going to be original. People are probably going to look in, you know, when I go to Mormon clubs or Christian clubs or services or whatever. Sorry, excuse me for the burp. Well, people are going to look at it and they're going to be like, oh, snap, where you get that? That's original. See? Anyways, that's my little bit about summertime and about COVID. I know that this is not my atypical podcast. I kind of went off on here. I sincerely apologize and hope that y'all understand why I felt the way that I did. And we're going to leave it at that. So anyways, stay inside. Stay your tailbone at home. Jump on SL, SLEZ, and, you know, have a good time and explore, grow, change. You can even learn. There's universities on here. There's so many opportunities to do things on here. This is so open and we can do so much. Anyways, God bless. I hope that you enjoyed this. I will see you next time.